Okay, we're back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we have an outstanding gentleman today, Jim Lee of climateviewer.com and his many websites, and his fantastic graphics and explanations of what chemtrails, geoengineering, and cloud seeding is all about. I've been searching for years for somebody like this, and we have him here today, and we're very lucky indeed. We're just going back to the Orville Dam, Jim, and Sacramento. Carry on from there about the risks of that dam and the spring runoff. What's going to happen
there?
Yeah,
so what happens is every single year from October to about March, all along the West Coast, there are what's called ground-based cloud seeders, and there are usually prop planes burning flares of typically silver iodide, which is a cloud seeding chemical. It's very similar to if you see the little red flares people use on the side of the road at night when they're broken down. Very similar to that. So they put these rows of flares on the side of a plane and they fly up into the clouds, or they use like the old redneck version is a propane tank, and they put a bar of silver over top of it, and the acetone or propane burns the metal, and the flakes of it go up into the sky. Usually they'll do this on the west side of a mountain, because typically in America here the winds prevail from the west to the east. So they'll put these ground-based seeders on the west side of a mountain, and then this is called orographic cloud seeding. These ground-based seeders, they burn these chemicals which go up into the sky, and the wind carries them over the mountain up into the clouds, and hopefully they'll dump their snow on top of the mountain. That's called snowpack augmentation. So all year long, well, October to March, of every year, these things are operational from, Mexico to Canada, all up and down the Rocky Mountains. And you can see many of these ground-based seeders. I've already mapped them out on climateviewer.org. They're in the weather modification section. And they'll say things like the Sacramento one's called the El Dorado Cloud Seeding Project. What you've got basically is Lake Tahoe is surrounded by like 9 separate cloud seeding projects, which is insane.
What are they trying to achieve with these 9 seeding projects? Well, what's the aim here?
The bottom line is this: the West Coast has an extreme thirst for water and not enough water to provide it every year, so they artificially cap the mountains with snow. Every single year they've done this since the 60s. So the entire West Coast is basically floating on artificial snow. And if they cloud seed every winter to cover the mountains with as much snow as possible so that in the springtime next year, it'll keep the reservoirs filled and all that stuff. The problem, we keep having these these mudslides and just torrential rainfalls and just really freaky weather. And people have to ask themselves, well, it's great that you're over there on the West Coast and Sacramento, you want a cloud seed to put rain right there in that, particular spot. But what happens downwind? Now, of course, in California, it's got to go over Arizona. So most of that's going to dry up. I lived in Arizona, I know. But when you're talking about these polar winds that come down the chute from Canada and then they come through, Washington, Colorado, and all these cloud seeding projects to the north, and then you have these massive, blizzards that just, I see the photos of what's going on in, New York and all, these places to the north, getting just nailed with basketball size, hail. You have to ask yourself, these clouds started out on the West Coast. They passed through hundreds of cloud seeding generators. And then you get massive floods on the East Coast. So for me, looking at this, as a historian,
just stay on the point. But why isn't there a sense of degree if they're doing it for so-called positive reasons? Enough rain for the agriculture in California, which I doubt very much, how come they can't control that or are looking to calibrate it?
Because cloud seeding is completely unpredictable. It definitely does modify the weather. The problem is that we do not know jack. We being the scientific, not me, the scientific community does not know a damn thing about aerosol cloud interaction to this day. This is why every climate model for global warming is BS. This is why every geoengineering model of what the future might look like is BS, because they don't even account for clouds properly, and they just have started to figure this out. And I've been saying this since 2015 when I went up to Washington, D.C. and spoke at an EPA hearing on this subject. It was about pollution coming from planes, and I said, screw CO2, you should look into clouds. And they didn't listen, and I even had a pompous prick from the Sierra Club call it poppycock when I said to him, yeah, from the Sierra Club, when I said to him, I said, yeah, the NGO, the climate change NGO, I looked at the guy and I said, hey, dude, bro, man, what did you think about that? And he's like, what? And I was like, the cloud thing, the fact that clouds have more of a climate change impact than CO2. I mean, what do you think about it? He says, oh, that's just pure poppycock. And I'm looking at him going, you're going to eat those words, dude. I swear to God, I'm going to email you when this, you know, when all the scientists agree with me and you look like a moron. And they have. Yeah. So Jasper Kirkby from CERN had this thing called the Cloud Project and basically said just that, that we the climate models were all incorrect. We thought that pre-industrial world was less cloudy, but in fact, trees can make cloud seeds of their own. So not only can trees do carbon sequestration, a word that's being thrown around as a geoengineering option for sucking CO2 out of the sky and putting it back into the ground. David Keith has a company called Carbon Engineering where he wants to build these massive fans that suck CO2 out of the air and put it in the ground. But at the same time, these same pricks from the scientific community say, but let's not plant trees because, I mean, the time scale for the trees to grow large enough to actually start sucking CO2 out on a global scale is just so great that we shouldn't even bother trying to deal with the deforestation problem. Mm-hmm. But in reality, that's climate change. Climate Viewer is about seeing the real problems with climate change, not the bullshit made up ones by the technocrats and the carbon tax, you know, cabal.
Would you agree? I say regarding a lot of other things, GMOs and stuff, I write on and go to on this program, the amount of scientists who are independent and have guts to speak out is hardly, I'm sure it's hardly 1%, because most scientists, by virtue of their doing research work, have signed disclosure agreements. Therefore, they're bound and gagged, and where can you find qualified scientists to speak out on anything?
Oh, I can tell you right where to find them. So, like I said, I did go to a conference in December. If you go to climateviewer.com right now, go to any article, and on the sidebar of every single article on climateviewer.com right now is a link to a set of DVDs of the conference I attended. It was called Global Warming, an Inconvenient Lie. That conference, Dr. Tim Ball, Lord Monckton, Dan Happel, a whole bunch of just a slew of people with, you know, PhDs and reputation behind it.
Was Mark Morano at that conference? Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to keep him. But anyway, if you go and you see this, the DVD set's 13 hours long. I presented there, and I gave a 45-minute presentation on geoengineering, weather modification, and, you know, how it all relates, and, you know, my solution to this problem, which is called the Clarity Clause, and it's a law to verify when people are dumping chemicals in the sky to modify the weather. So if it hurts somebody, we can do something about it, a.k.a. sue them or, you know, take them, put them in jail if they do it intentionally. But it required 24-hour notice of anybody who modifies the weather on a worldwide scale and, you know, build a verification system to catch anybody doing it.
My, my, my. So, this is one of the articles thing you had was about a helicopter hovering over your house and your property there in recent times. Were they spraying stuff at that time? Or was that just to intimidate you?
I don't know about intimidating. Like, I'm pretty fascinated by our military. I love our military. There was an Apache AH-64 Apache helicopter that was hovering in about 100 feet from my front door, and there's a video of that on my YouTube channel. And
what were they doing?
I have no idea. A full disclosure, I live in Sumter, South Carolina. I live near Shaw Air Force Base, which has just recently become home of the 3rd Army. So it's a joint Army Air Force Base now. Hasn't been that way my whole life, but now we have the Army here too. But regardless, apparently that helicopter wasn't even from my home base. It was from one closer to Columbia called McIntyre, and according to this military dude I talked to, the guy had no damn business being anywhere near my house, let alone just hovering 10 feet off the ground over my neighbor's property. But regardless, he swung the barrel the rockets are on it. He's got Hellfire missiles on the side and 30 millimeter gun pointed right at me. And I paused the video for a second. And then for a split second, I went, well, I'm videotaping this, and if he clicks that button, there will be no videotape. But you can hear me in the video. I'm just laughing about it all, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to get the guy to wave at, my kids, but no, he just kind of stared at us, and I'm going, well, it does take two hands to fly that thing, and I'm, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure he can wave. The guy's not waving. It's kind of creepy.
Hey,
so I don't know. I'm not easily intimidated. I thought it was fascinating. I made a video of it. Better safe than sorry.
Back to what you were saying there, some of this output is strontium barium. You know that Vince Vanelli's farm in Lebanon, Missouri, was sprayed from a C-130, and this was kind of silver fleece stuff. Thousands of that pieces came down. It was hanging on fences, etc., and unfortunately, he had some of it in his office. What is that? Mike Adams got hold of some of that from another source and got it analyzed, and only one laboratory in America would analyze it. All the others were warned off it. So what would you call that procedure? What is going on there?
Did you? I just heard the weirdest sound come out of the thing. Anyway, all right, I will speculate for you. So, my speculation is that it's called bioterrorism remediation.
So, say that again. Bioterrorism
remediation. This is the science, the military jargon I read in a PDF somewhere. So I remember just about everything I read. Okay, so I read this. I was looking into something called the Oakville Blob. Do you know the story?
No.
Oakville Blob. Okay, so Oakville's up in Washington. And basically, there were these, looks like jelly, like jellyfish, but not with the tails. These jellyfish, jelly things, rained all over the town of Oakville. And it was covered by Bob, was it Saget? In Unsolved Mysteries, the original conspiracy, TV show. Everybody loved that show. So this Oakville thing.
Hopefully, it wasn't Jesse Ventura. He really destroys everything he does. Yeah.
Oh no! This is before him. This is when I was a kid. Anyway, I'm 40 years old now, so this is probably 20 years ago. So this Oakville Blob thing was fascinating, and I was like, well, let's give it a look. Try to look into it. And it turns out that just off the coast of Washington is the Naval Pacific Warfare Training Area. So all along the West Coast, there are these, naval training areas where they basically go out there and they'll shoot chaff off, and military, they call it ECM, and they do all kinds of things.
That's the word I was thinking about, this silver chaff. What is that?
We'll talk about chaff in a second. So this Oakville Blob thing, I started to speculate, and then I came across something interesting. And I'll dig it out and make a video about it because this is actually interesting. So there was this paper that said that, and it was a government funding report. I believe I got it from, doesn't matter. But in it, it said that there was funding for the use of HARP and a chemical release system for bioterrorism remediation. And what they were talking about is dumping chemicals. And there's a picture of it. It's pretty famous on the chemtrail websites. There's a picture of an evergreen air tanker. And it's dumping, like, looks like water, but it's dumping a huge amount of chemicals in a city. It looks like New York City. So it's like flying between skyscrapers, dumping this water everywhere. And the purpose of that is that they say, this is allegedly, now you know what they're actually up to and what they say is always two different things, but that if anthrax were released into the air and it was airborne, that they could release a chemical blanket in the sky that would work like cloud seeding, that it would attract those airborne biological agents. Let's give it another name. Let's say dirty bomb, that it could attach to... It would rain to the ground. Of course, that's a problem, but but that's their plan. Is it at the very least to make it to where it would hit the ground and it would remove. So these guys that come up with these plans, they're never ever the best plan. But I mean,
they're basically psychopaths. We have a caller calling in, Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Welcome, fellow Jim.
How are you?
Excellent.
Another Jim. You have a question for maybe for Jim Lee, yeah?
Well, I would actually just comment. I'm into permaculture.
Sweet.
And I don't know if you gentlemen are familiar with that concept.
I am.
Yep, yeah.
For the most part, the permaculture community has been convinced of this global warming and this carbon stuff, which I can't figure out why. But the California so-called water shortage, I mean, it's as simple as we have to plant trees. And we have to create swales to hold the water on the land, and that's it. That's all that's needed out there.
I would agree and disagree with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So here's it's a little bit of history. During the Dust Bowl, which is the closest analog that I can think of historically to what we call climate change. So the climate did change. It was called the Dust Bowl. And what did we do to solve the Dust Bowl? Do you recall? It was called the Great Plains. It was called the Great Plains Shelter Belt. It was the largest planting of trees in recorded history. We planted 220 million trees in America. Most people don't know this. So those who don't know the past are doomed to repeat it. So today, I agree with you. Yes, we need to plant trees. The problem with California is that planting all the trees in the world is not going to fix the problem in California when you have the immense water demands brought on by two big culprits. One, Silicon Valley, and two, the fracking industry. So when you have fracking wells that require millions of gallons of water, which are then turned into radioactive waste, and I don't know if most people know this, but they're called dirty socks. The water coming out that is pumped in, that is taken from the rivers, which should be going to you, that you're not allowed to water your freaking lawn because these, you know, Jedi Knights are poking holes in the ground and spewing methane, which is called fugitive emissions, and blaming it on climate change. The fracking industry is sucking up all the water all along the West Coast, period. So for Climate Viewer 3D, an observation that I see is, where is the drought? It is where the cloud seeding is. It is where the fracking wells are. Number two, in Silicon Valley especially, and the best example of this possible is the NSA's Utah data center. It uses so much freaking water to cool that data center that there's actually a water rights battle locally where the NSA is saying, no, we need more of the water. And the local city's like, but we're taking all of the water. Go ahead.
Well, okay. First off, California, and we're probably talking Los Angeles specific in that whole area. Well, you need the trees on the coast because
agreed.
The humidity that or you know the water vapor whatever that's coming off the ocean is salty. And so you need those trees to become a barrier because they start absorbing some of it. Because if it goes free flow inland, then it creates salt deposits, and that's going to mm-hmm. kill everything. Okay, so I'm talking specifically on the coastal area. You need those trees and that canopy cover to absorb a lot of the salt that's coming in off the ocean. As far as this bogus, I don't know about the fracking issue, but it's very simple. They've created a situation where they're gonna move all this water out to the ocean, and nobody can hold any of that water. Well, if you slow the water down and you hold it on the land and let it soak into the land, it will fill the aquifers, and it's a natural cleansing of the water. But you know, with the fracking deal, you know, that's a whole different story, and I don't know that part of it.
Well, but, I mean, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people who are listening that are probably like jumping up and down in their seat that I'm not saying it. So I'll throw you a third one. The Nestle Water Corporation alone
is a huge,
I mean, dude, I mean, it's a huge story. We could do an hour just on that, dude. So when you combine a situation like Flint, Michigan, where, you know, personally, my hometown, I've seen red water discharge, which is, you know, the scale deposit free flow, and didn't know what the hell it was till Flint, Michigan. And now we're finding chromium 6 in almost every single municipality, and I'm mapping it right now. We have a serious water crisis. So, and it's called the water wars, the blue gold rush. Water will be to the next century what oil was to the last century. Fresh potable water.
And cleaning up pollution. The biggest.
Well, just so you know, because you mentioned his name, I live in the same town that Vince Finelli lives in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Missouri.
I see. Very good.
Or rather, we could call it misery if you want to.
Mm. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
But there were projects done during the Depression. And there's a prime example of it down in, I think it was either New Mexico or Arizona, where they built this huge swale. And a swale is basically a ditch. It's just a ditch that holds water that comes off of the landscape. Instead of letting it go, it holds it. Mm-hmm. And to this day, they did nothing. They didn't plant it. They didn't do anything to it, but it is a totally green area, trees, lush as can be, just because the water was held on the land.
In my backyard, dude. It runs the entire, I have 2 acres. I have one that runs the entire length of my property at the back of it. The entire property slopes down to it. It traps any runoff water that I have. It's typically filled from anywhere from a foot of water to about 3 foot. It is slam full of crawfish. My daughter is constantly pulling out.
Oh, yeah. It's fair to say both gyms, the two gyms we're talking to now, there's another caller coming in now in a minute, Rob. But just to say, water policy, again, has gone into criminality when government get any way near it.
And that's not fair to say, Jim. We're coming back to the issue of who has the control, and
that's right.
Well, it's obvious
one of the prior hosts on the network just an hour or two ago, and this idea that the United States federal government has supreme power over everything, we've got to put a stop to it, because that's where it's all coming from.
And that's why this station exists, is about taking your country back in a thousand different ways.
Amen. Anyway, Jim, and I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for that, Jim. It's worthwhile. We just got to move on to the next caller before the break, maybe. And we got Rob in Illinois. Hello, Rob.
Good evening and good morning. Good evening and good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
All right. Yep. Good. I have a few points. One, with Trump and promotion of fracking, which is, I believe, is horrible. I mean, many of us know how horrible it is. It's astonishing that he's promoting it and how these companies get away with keep doing it, even though we know the environmental catastrophes that are occurring from it. And as you've spoken very well of tonight, of how it's contaminating all the water. We also found recently, and maybe it was through RBN or whoever, how they're taking this contaminated water and they're using it to water farms.
That's what I was going to point out to the last caller. Good, well said, that the fracking water is actually being put on the fields, and it's insanity. Pure. Go ahead, dude. Great point.
Yeah, absolute insanity, isn't it? And again, Trump and fracking, why they're doing it, for what little they're getting out of it, that they're actually destroying a commodity, priceless commodity, water, for what little bit of profit they may get out of it. It's insane. I mean, along with everything else, it's insane that we know today in this world.
Water is life. I totally agree with you. And please, guys, go search for that. Look at California fracking wastewater farming. Do a search for it, your favorite search engine, California fracking wastewater farming. It'll make you cry.
Can I hold
on?
Okay,
very good. Hang on to that, and we're coming to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes, okay?
Yeah, hang on the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're talking to Jim Lee, and an outstanding expert he is on, I don't believe anybody else has so much comprehensive knowledge on chemtrails, cloud seeding, and geoengineering. Anyway, do we still have Rob in Illinois there, yeah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Do you want to finish up on, say, a last point with Jim there? Go ahead, yeah?
Very good. I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you're familiar with them, and I don't want to take anything away from you because you provided us with some great points and information tonight, and I appreciate it, I'm sure, with many others. You're familiar with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org?
I am.
Okay, now I listened to some interviews on another network with him, and he spoke about recently, which you haven't mentioned tonight, in Antarctica where a big cliff and the ice cap had broken off over, I can't even remember in the calculation how much it weighed, but a huge part of that recently broke off. And with that, he was talking, and this is in the same interview or whatnot, how he was talking that we are in a critical mass of our environment to where the next, pretty much it's irreversible at this point. Even if they stopped all what they're doing, that reversing what's happened, what they've done to our environment, is near impossible. Now, we're in critical mass. In the next 5-6 years, we're looking at, environmental catastrophe. Basically, it's going to be very
detrimental to us all. Now, I'm not sure if you are familiar with anything I'm saying here.
I'm familiar with everything you're saying. So,
okay, can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, unfortunately, you brought it up. So since you did, I'll put it to rest. So at the beginning of the show, we talked about climate change. Now, first of all, what you're talking about specifically, because I like to be very specific, is something called the clathrate gun hypothesis, or what's called runaway methane doom, right? That the idea is that some dude went up to the North Pole and he dug an ice column out of the North Pole. And what he saw was, around the time of the dinosaurs, a whole bunch of CO2 and then a whole bunch of methane and then dead dinosaurs. So, guy figures that dinosaur farts melted methane ice, and this was rapidly released into the environment, which caused global warming and killed the dinosaurs. Okay. You can look this up. It's a real thing. It's called the clathrate gun hypothesis. So what they believe today is that CO2 is building up in the atmosphere. It is heating the planet. And that is going to melt methane clathrates, which are balls of frozen methane ice under the ocean floor, under the polar ice cap, blah, blah, blah.
Well, what that's what they're saying. What's your opinion of that, Jim?
All right, it's all bullshit. It is utter bullshit. Now here's why.
Okay.
And I'll put it to rest real quick, and you can challenge me on all this, and please stick around because I'd love to get your
Go ahead, yeah.
All right, so Dane, he won't debate me again because he will not debate anybody who believes global warming is not a thing. And I previously debated him. So we'll just put that out as a caveat. The guy who came up with the global warming hockey stick graph is named Michael Mann. He's currently in jail. He's in jail right now, this second. So what happened was Dr. Tim Ball, who was at the meeting that I went to, the conference in December, you can buy the DVDs of this conference I'm talking about. It's called Global Warming, an Inconvenient Lie. And Dr. Tim Ball, he also presented there. Go to climateviewer.com. It's on the sidebar, Global Warming and Inconvenient Lie. Go get the DVDs. So what he said was Michael Mann should be in the state pen, not Penn State. And Michael Mann sued him for, you know, hurting his reputation. And they went to court. And basically the judge said, well, Dr. Tim Ball says you're, you know, full of crap. Prove you're not. If global warming truly is a thing and your hockey stick graph is real, show us the data behind it. Michael Mann refused to show the data behind it. They held him in contempt of court and his ass is in jail. So everything that this global warming CO2-based projections, Michael Mann's hockey stick graph is smoke and mirrors as of this second. Okay? That's point one.
Yeah.
Point two.
The main driver behind pushing this lie, and NASA are behind it as well, and the BBC and the
situation, you're going to find out it's
promote carbon taxes.
It's more nefarious than that. Yeah. No, it's more nefarious than that. So, point two. In 2015, when I went to the EPA hearing, I said clouds are more – if you're talking about – trapping heat on the planet and global warming, clouds are what you look at, not CO2 and greenhouse gases, cirrus clouds specifically. So planes make cirrus clouds. We all know this. Dane calls them geoengineering. He doesn't like to use the word chemtrails. So he refers to cirrus clouds as geoengineering, but geoengineering is the process of making clouds to cool the planet. Planes do not make clouds that cool the planet. Planes make clouds that heat the planet. Okay, so there are four articles recently. Cloud blanket traps heat, melts Greenland ice cap. This has all come out since I said this in 2015. So all of these studies are coming out now, and just recently, in the last month, they came out with this thing called cirrus cloud seeding as a real thing, as a grand push. It's been around since 2015. I mentioned it at the EPA hearing, but basically it goes like this. If we can melt all the cirrus clouds on the planet, we will never have to do geoengineering SRM or any of the other stratospheric aerosol spraying programs that we're saying we would have to do to cool the planet. So this is all about these clouds, because in the global warming, what affects the climate on our planet is in this order. The sun, the clouds, and the clouds are formed by galactic cosmic rays, and then after that it's water vapor, then CO2, methane, and all the rest. Period. And they're finally coming to this conclusion that I've known since I was like 12. I don't know why. Go figure. So, this methane doom thing. The United States Geological Survey said that a methane doom scenario is highly unlikely because of this, this, and this. Google Soundwave USGS methane doom, and you'll see the paper. So, it's not just me saying this. Furthermore, when's the last time you heard about a methane clathrate exploding? Well, they say Dane and company would say they happen over Russia all the time, and that may be true. Those things do pop off every now and then. But did you know that the BP oil spill happened as a result of a drill bit hitting a methane deposit, which blew the hole in the top of it that everybody said the laser beam from the space aliens did? No. They drilled into a methane hydrate deposit. So, I'm going to tie a bow on this for you. What Dane is talking about is not real. Where does the methane come from? Is it coming from methane hydrates all over the planet? It is coming from fugitive emissions. When you have a million plus fracking wells, and as much as 20% of the volume of methane coming out of the fracking well is released into the atmosphere as fugitive emissions, and you do the math, all of that methane is coming from the wells and the drilling. It's not coming from methane doom. It's a cover story. So
that's an incredible revelation. So what about the core exit that they pumped into the Gulf of Mexico?
Core exit, is that a let's leave that alone for now. So let's stay on the topic, because that's about poison. I know about the custom bred bacteria that were sprayed down there. We could talk about it another day. The point is that Dane Wigington specifically pushes an agenda that is set forth by a group called AMEG, A-M-E-G, Arctic Methane Emergency Group. And this group has written a letter to world leaders saying, in order to save the Arctic, we must geoengineer the Arctic immediately. I did a report in 2013 about this. It's called Geoengineering and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, or like HARP and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And it goes like this. So AMEG said two different projects, Project Lucy and the Angels proposal. This is going to mess you up, dude. Dane Wigington is promoting the agenda of a group that says methane's going to kill everybody on the planet, and we need to geoengineer the Arctic now, and Project Lucy. Let's use two HARP-style transmitters to focus them on methane escaping from Arctic reserves, so methane hydrates, which are venting and going into the atmosphere. Let's turn that atmospheric methane into diamond dust and make noctilucent clouds to cool the planet. Project Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. David Keith at the SRM 2015 conference said, we're going to use diamonds for geoengineering. So it's a real thing.
Don't they already do that now? Isn't diamond dust something they already do now, though?
That's the allegation, is that what I understand is the Arctic Council is involved in some geoengineering operations already. I'm still researching that, but I'm busy coding right now, and it's summertime. My kid's about to go back to school, but regardless, I'm working on it. So let me tell you the flip side of this, because this is the irony part. Now, again, Dane Wigington promotes this methane is going to kill everybody on the planet bullshit. The same guys that say methane is going to kill everybody on the planet, AMEG, also came up with this whopper, Angel's proposal. I have copies of the PowerPoints and everything of this, and the guys who wrote it are all from the Arctic News blog and AMEG. Arctic natural gas extraction, liquefaction, and sales. Angels. Arctic natural gas extraction, liquefaction, turn it into liquid, sell it. For 100 years, people have been trying to get to the oil and gas under the North Pole. They have said very clearly that they were going to melt the North Pole to get to it. Right now, Russia and America are in a new Cold War over Arctic oil. You can Google this. There's lots of, we got ships that are buzzing each other, Russia planting flags up there, all for fracking the North Pole. But wait, I thought they said they want to protect the North Pole. Wait, don't you want to protect the North Pole? And why are you trying to frack it? So everything you're hearing is bullshit, and it's led by bullshit people like this individual, he who shall not be named, he's basically normalizing the process. He says that geoengineering is already happening. Methane is going to kill you. AMEG, the group that says the same thing, says we need to do geoengineering over the Arctic to save the planet from methane doom. Oh, by the way, if geoengineering is already happening, what are you complaining about? He's normalizing. That's normalization 101.
Well, that's true. When I heard him interviewed, it was on Jeff Renz, who I've come to appreciate. Jeff Renz.
I like Jeff.
Yeah, well, he's had two to three interviews I heard with Wigginton on there. Now, if I recognize Wigginton saying anything about global warming, reaffirming global warming, I would have been turned off. I would have been like, no, because I personally think global warming is a farce. I think Al Gore is a fraud. I think all this Paris Climate Treaty, all this garbage is a fraud. I've heard. The founder of the Weather Channel, I've heard interviews with him. I've heard, Mr. Ball. I appreciate all these
you're
guys.
Correct.
And I agree with them
all. Let me just say this. It all comes down to cleaning up pollution, which Jim says is a gargantuan job. And nobody is talking about cleaning up pollution to any serious degree. That is the serious, serious problem. One level of propaganda to blank out another one, but the real problem not being dealt with. That is really the problem.
Attack the
anyway, we only have Jim Lee until midnight.
I apologize. I didn't mean to get dragged into
a big thing. You're a very knowledgeable man, Rob.
I thought it would be more simpler response.
It will go to his site, climateviewer.com, and the related sites. There's a vast amount of information.
I wrote them all down. The last thing I have to... We have a broadcast here on RBN where the host, Mike Rivera, is adamantly against the thought of geoengineering or stratospheric manipulation. And anybody that calls in, and I think the factor is people mention chemtrails, which is a very generic term, but he blows my mind. He says, oh, that's, he just talks about it as garbage.
I know more about that topic than anybody on the planet. In fact, I have openly challenged anybody on the planet anytime at anywhere. I will debate you on that topic, and you will have your ass handed to you. So, if the guy doesn't understand the topic, I will gladly educate him on it.
Okay, we're repeating there, Rob. But okay, I'll talk to you soon, Rob. But we just got to move off the line. We only have 10 minutes left with Jim. But anyway, you've made some fantastic. Serious revelations today that are worth following up, and I certainly be following it up. What in the last 10 minutes would you say, do you see any light on the tunnel of governments working to or aiming, beginning to clean up? For instance, Fukushima is an extinction level event. The Pacific is dying because of Fukushima, isn't that correct?
I think that the Pacific has gotten a very big black eye, and I think that to say the term that it's dying I hate that. That's so damn negative. I try to be positive about everything because I do believe in the secret, and that which you focus on will become reality. And I do believe that things are getting much better. In fact, I when I started doing this in 2011.
Well, give an example of that. Consider we're dealing with
we are winning in every single direction right now. So to give an example, and most people don't know this, you hate geoengineering. Well, the legalization portion of geoengineering, the actually doing field tests and trying to get it all, legalized. There was a group called SPICE, the Stratospheric Particle, Climate Engineering Experiment, and they were going to spray some chemicals up in, from a balloon towed behind a boat to test geoengineering on this legalization tip. Well, a group called the ETCETERA Group, ETC Group, Emerging Technologies Coalition, I believe it is, they actually shut it down. They went to the UN. They said, look, this will lead to that, and this is a bad thing, and they shut it down. That's a win. That's a win. And guess what? Good. When David Keith tries to do his little experiment in Arizona next year, we should shut that one.
Very good. Well, hang on to that thought, and then we'll have 5 minutes to finish up the other side of this break in about 3 minutes. Okay.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, it reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized orthosilicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Okay, and we come back into the last few minutes of this hour, and we're talking to Jim Lee about a stunning set of what was it say? whole series of new revelations about the truth about this carry-on of geoengineering. But anyway, you've got to go top of the hour, Jim, have you?
Yeah, man, I got a program at night, and I do appreciate you having me on, man.
No, we're very grateful to you. But no, this subject, maybe in the near future we'll go part two and part three of this, because it's a vast, vast area. But anyway, what would you say is, you mentioned the word good news there, I was very glad to hear it. Give an example of the wins that people like you have had, winning in arguments and winning information. Give an example of, we know the IPPC has been exposed and the hockey stick people have been exposed. Give us some other examples of good news in this area.
Well, yeah. Day one, Trump gets into office and cancels TPP. Greatest win I've seen in an extremely long time. If people don't understand what the TPP would have involved, it basically would have created a technocratic dream come true, where a group of lawyers and bankers would have basically been immune to all laws, and they could determine, you know, global rates of exchange and basically shit all over everybody's constitutions. And there would have been no turning back. That's why people dumped $1 billion into ensuring that Hillary was in and would have signed it on day one. So that alone was an epic, unbelievably epic win. Another example of an epic win was just the other day. China comes out and says, you know what, North Korea, look, we got your back if America punches first, but if you go lobbing a nuclear, you know, bomb at Guam, you're on your own. Now, the media is not going to go, Trump just like totally pwned the North Korean problem like that, with fire and fury, the likes of which nobody's ever seen. You may laugh at him, but me and my wife are Googling this because everybody keeps talking about how stupid Trump is. I just Googled this. Obama had 100 IQ and Trump has 160 IQ. You may not want to count the guy out, because he said that. The next day, China says, North Korea, if you shoot first, you're dead, because basically they gave us a blanket pass to nuke, carpet bomb nuke every square inch of North Korea, and China will stand there with their hands crossed and say, we're going to miss you, little fat boy. Mm-hmm. That's an epic win. You have to look. For the epic wins, and they're constantly happening. And I constantly see the rosy side of this. And, you know, the fact that every single day the dialogue gets thicker. I heard Scott Pruitt from the EPA saying we should have a public live debate on climate change. We'll air it live. Can you imagine how freaking awesome that would be? Because climate change based on CO2 is global warming is not a thing.
Not on CNN, but maybe with Hannity or some of them, yeah, very good. Well, no, I think, I can hear some music basically in the background, I think. But no, thank you, Jim. It's been a stunning 2 hours. I've tried to keep my mouth shut and let you talk, but I have so many questions for you, and I didn't even get out the phone number of your two.
We'll do it again, PJ. I really appreciate it. And, of course, guys, all my stuff's free.
Within a month or two, and I'll prepare better, and I'll have better questions for you. But you don't need questions. You're just so knowledgeable. It's outstanding. But thank you again. And we'll talk to you soon. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me, PJ. You're the best, dude.
Okay.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.